time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
Pentecost Sunday. St. John's account of the giving of the Holy Spirit on Easter differs from the account of Pentecost event in the Acts of the Apostles today. Still, his short account with the double salutation, "Peace be with you," gives that common greeting new significance for the early followers of Jesus and for us today. Coupled with the commission of being sent forth as Jesus had been sent forth by the Father, it sets the stage for their reception of the Holy Spirit with its power and responsibility of forgiveness. Once upon a time, a new family moved into a neighborhood. It was a very nice neighborhood, and it was very close to where the daddy worked, so close he could walk to work. There was only one thing wrong with the neighborhood. Most people weren't Irish. Yes, that's true. There are such neighborhoods. The people were Mexican and Thai and Jewish and Korean, Japanese and Indian, Polish and Colombian, Lebanese and Chinese, and just about every other nationality that you could imagine. The children in the neighborhood swarmed around the new kids. "Are you really Irish? Are you really superstitious? Or are you really Democrats? We don't have any Irish living in our neighborhood. What's it like to be Irish? Can you teach us Irish songs and dances and tell us Irish stories?" Our new family was not dumb at all. They would realize that there was some payoff in being different. They had to look up Irish songs and stories and learn some Irish dances. They became very popular. They also learned a lot about all the strange people, that is, those who aren't Irish, in their neighborhood. Decided while they were not Irish, it wasn't their fault, and they were pretty cool kids anyway. They loved the cooking, even if some of it was a little too spicy. "Do you want to move back to your old neighborhood?" the parents asked them anxiously. "No way," said the kids. "God made us all different, and we enjoy it. All Irish neighborhoods are boring anyway."
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's AGREELEY.com.